Welcome to another episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have the very funny Brenton Bullock. Today's topics include bees, names for genitalia, Britney's casual depression, and the futility of life. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
Probably like 6 months ago, Caitlin and I were really drunk and we were talking about elementary school, and I'd always had a crush on my sixth grade teacher, and we were like, let's see if he's on Facebook. Yeah. So I found him on Facebook and we were really drunk, so I added him, and then I wake up this morning and he accepted my friend request 6 months later when I forgot that already happened.
6 months.
Nice.
Yeah, and now I feel really weird about it and very stupid, obviously, but it's just like...
So you're gonna hit that?
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Well, I feel like it's not inappropriate enough now, since you're both adults. It's like, why?
I'm trying to figure out how old he has to be, though. I was 12 when I was in his class.
And he was probably 30?
Maybe.
Okay.
You're gonna fuck like a 45-year-old man.
He doesn't look that old, though.
I don't know, is he going to fuck somebody we taught when she was 12? That would be a little weird.
That'd be
right?
Pretty weird.
That'd
it's
weird.
I think it's pretty, like, it wouldn't be that surprising if he wanted to fuck a 24-year-old.
No, but
it would be
history there, sort of.
Yeah.
Wait, was he a history teacher?
You know.
Nice.
Let me pretend that I can make this joke.
Was he a chemistry teacher? Maybe it'll work.
Was he a biology teacher? Because he can put his seed in.
Keep going.
Jesus.
You really need a biologist to figure out how that works.
Yeah.
It's just a real mystery to most of us.
Everyone who has children, biologists.
Is that true? It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, listeners. By the way,
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah.
Hi.
Fun.
Oh, we're not wasting this gold. Oh, yeah.
Cool, man.
Brenton Bullock is our guest.
Howdy.
Hi.
And Raul's not here again. So.
Raul, yeah. Well.
Yeah. Raul's not here. Jamie's here again.
Woo! Now I'm going to pass out this time.
I think
probably.
She's going to stay awake the whole
time.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, we're some kooky, crazy gals. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm going to try and talk less than last podcast because that was bad.
Talk too much?
Oh, God, I talk too much, I think.
You're on a podcast.
Yeah, but I was given opinions left and right about this.
You're doing about 1/4 of the talking, I think. That's the...
Well, I slept enough for everyone, so...
Yeah.
Still wasn't
somebody
enough.
Has to make up for Raul.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm
talking enough.
I probably still spoke more than Raul would in a normal episode.
Maybe. Well,
he's not going to listen to this.
No,
he knows he doesn't talk that much in the podcast.
No. Yeah, fuck him. Right? That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Do you have anything racist to say about him? It's been...
It was his 1 year in comedy.
Oh, that's
the other
true.
Day.
Yeah, too bad he's not here to discuss that.
The bean has sprouted, you know?
Sweet Jesus.
Takes a year, but it finally happened.
Yep.
Raul Garbanzo.
That needs to be a stage name.
Germanated.
That's funny.
No, he's Mexican, he's not German. he's germinated.
Oh no, I heard him.
Okay.
that wasn't my problem with that.
Enough.
It was like, oh, I wish I understood that joke better.
Just take a nap, Jamie.
So,
you don't tell me.
You can suggest things. I think that's fine.
Yeah, flip this shit.
Maybe good for you.
A lot of background noise on this episode.
A little bit damp.
It's okay.
Not bad.
We are recording at Disneyland, California.
Disneyland, California.
Yep, the city of Disneyland. In the country of California. That's, yeah.
Good old
I don't know.
Like if Disneyland became big enough to where Anaheim was a theme park within Disneyland. That'd be fun.
What?
Like you go to Disneyland and it's just like entering Disneyland. And then you gotta pay money to go to Anaheim. Visit that one stadium.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Anaheim other than there's Disneyland there. Does it have any other qualities?
They have
the
a
Gulls. No, not the Gulls. That's our team. this is Sonic?
I used to drive up there to go to Sonic.
Oh. Okay, like the Sonic, yeah.
Yeah.
The burgers. I think the sports team, which I'm not even sure what the Sonics are.
No, I don't know what that is.
Basketball?
Sure.
Basketball.
Wow, this is a good
probably.
Team.
Probably. A lot of...
No, they have the Mighty Ducks. And I'm...
Oh.
They also have Medieval Times.
They do have Medieval Times.
Yeah.
Okay, so they got a lot going on. Good for you, Anaheim.
Yeah.
Sorry I was shitting on you.
All the horses at Medieval Times look very malnourished. It's really sad.
Aww.
Yeah. They have a steady diet of garbage.
Garbage and sadness.
Just
well, you
garbage.
Know, those performers always trying to fit a certain ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Anorexia on horses is a serious condition.
With body image issues.
It makes me sad to think about the people of Medieval Times probably want to be actors, and that might be
yeah.
my future.
No, I feel like you would decide you weren't going to act by the time that you had to become a person who worked at Medieval Times. I feel like you wouldn't go... That's lower than your rock bottom.
I believe in you. I think you'd be a fantastic serving wench.
Thank
that's
you. I more imagine that I would be so narcissistic I would just accept the job as the queen that they all try and save.
That's a hell of a role.
Thank
you. Role of a lifetime.
Quite possibly.
I have never been to Medieval Times. Is it fun or just sad?
It's both.
Both.
Both. It can be fun. It just you kind of have to drink.
Oh, so like
that's
life.
Most of
yeah.
Yeah.
Most adult activities.
Yeah.
You have to drink.
I like
to
drink with my drinking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, my drink tastes like dirt. Fat tire can suck a fat dick.
Yeah.
Alright. They are
yes.
not going to sponsor us.
Probably not. They sponsor a lot of stuff, too.
Even...
Blood Pocket. They're sponsoring if I'm loud or I'm right. You know that.
Mm.
We're this close.
The orange is great.
No.
You just weren't loud enough.
You weren't right enough.
Yeah. You were
if I had been louder.
Could have been right.
I could have. I blew it.
Instead, you got left behind.
Oh. But
yeah.
His left is the opposite
yeah.
of right.
Uh-huh.
I got it. Took me a while.
Brady,
worth the journey.
Brady just complacently smiles at me like, keep going, sweetie. That was a joke.
You'll get there.
You know, just because you kick some sweet ass on your first time on stage doesn't mean the rest of us aren't worthy of your laughter, okay? Right. Think you're some hot shot comedian?
Up and comer.
Yeah, up and comer eventually. The more people bug me to do it, the less I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So we should start telling you not to do it.
Honestly.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
She's not going to do it again.
I don't believe in you. I don't think you can do it.
You're a failure.
We
go tell jokes at Medieval Times right out, you know.
That would
yeah.
be fun.
That
medieval
could be funny.
Medieval timely jokes. I would like doing that a lot, actually.
Yeah, that's fair.
Medieval themed jokes.
Medieval timing.
I can't think
exactly.
of anything. God, if I could.
Well, Burner's witchcraft joke is sort of.
Oh,
God. Burner would do well there. He looks like a wizard.
Less so now.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I like
Matt
Lagg. Somebody called him a wizard yesterday. A wizard in sweatpants.
Yeah, a wizard on laundry days.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. He was in all sweatpants, like a tweed jacket? No, like a corduroy jacket.
Yeah.
And flip flops.
Not sweet hair. I'm going to swap him and wear his hat.
I think I need it more. If you're gonna scalp them,
give it to me.
Yeah. It's good enough hair for all of us.
Wigs. Start wearing wigs and don't talk about it. Be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
if somebody
tries to take the wig off, react like they just scalp you. Like they ripped your hair off.
Just immediately start bawling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a fun prank.
The saddest, like, I'm really gonna get those guys, and everybody's just like, why is Jake wearing a fucking wig? What a weirdo. Jesus Christ.
Jake wearing beehive wig.
Like a Marge Simpson wig.
Yeah.
I do think you would be the most hilarious in a wig. We did cover this the first time that I was on the Dunsters, but just the thought of you in a wig, that biscuit face.
Biscuit face. Like uncooked biscuits?
Biscuit dough, yeah, sure.
A friend and I were talking about how she and I have bird faces, and Jake has a biscuit face.
Well, no, it was, I mean, yeah, she did say that, but she's like, you have the opposite of a bird face, like a biscuit face. Like, clearly, the opposite of a bird
is a biscuit.
Yeah.
Biscuit. I see it.
Burger or biscuit?
Yeah, what's your
I mean, biscuits
UCLA,
can't
so.
Fly, so...
It's true. Biscuits
whoa.
Can't fly.
Whoa, let's not, you know, pigeonhole biscuits. They can do whatever they set their little biscuit minds to. Like you, sweetie.
Aww.
I've had Jake condescendingly.
Yeah. In case you weren't imagining her being condescending when she said that.
He looks like he's, like, shrinking into the couch.
Mm-hmm. Like,
which is weird, because biscuits usually rise.
Also, another subject we touched on were gross nicknames for, like, your vagina. Like, I've heard some girls refer to their vaginas as their cookie.
Ew!
Cookie.
What, have you got, like, any, you guys heard anything terrible, I guess?
Alexis says kerslapis.
Okay.
Kerslapis!
Well, that's what Chelsea Handler says that.
That
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only Chelsea Handler says that. Still very funny.
Do you know anybody who actually seriously refers to their vagina?
With all that vagina news they need to share. I feel like I have at some point not heard somebody talk about their vagina as their cookie.
Muff.
Cookie. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Their box.
The box one I find offensive. Because a box, you're like supposed to put something in.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, let's not be too heteronormative here, okay?
Yeah.
You need to be.
Call it a badge.
Yeah.
Badge.
Good old badge.
Your pussy. Your pussy. I can't stop.
I feel like so excited to say that.
I can't stop.
She's like, can I say
that on the internet?
I hung out with some friends last night that I've been hanging out with a long time, and they were really on board with my Jeff Bilodeau impression. Even though they don't know who Jeff Miller is. But they enjoyed it. Every
was that the impression you were doing?
It's just the word
yeah.
Pussy?
Yeah, I explained to them like where it came from, and then I just continued being like, oh, you show your pussy, but you wouldn't show your ass? And I think some of them even got on board and like started doing the accent. It was a great time for all.
Listen to his episode of this show.
Yeah.
He had an accent I've never heard him have before.
Yeah.
He'll do that, I
think. But he did say the word pussy a lot. We're cutting this out. But,
good for
him. As far as vagina terms go, my favorite one that I've ever heard is velvet glove.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
So soft.
We had two very different responses to that grinning. Oh. How luxurious.
So fancy.
So is there a turn down service?
Yeah.
It's pleasant, but it's not velvet, yeah.
No. I mean, it's more of a poetic thing than...
Yeah.
The descriptive.
Slimy.
Oh.
Murky.
Your murky depths.
It's like a bog.
Yeah.
That's a great word.
Want to go 20,000 leagues under your sea.
Into your sea word.
Into your sea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leagues is also distance, isn't
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very deep vagina.
20,000.
That's what that
means. How long is a league? Because I feel like I looked it up one time and it's like 3 miles.
38 vaginas.
Okay.
38.
You know that the average woman's vagina is only 5 inches deep. Yeah, so girls who are obsessed with big guys, it's like you can't even.
Yeah, no.
You physically can't take all of it, so.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the big. The big peen.
You should keep that to yourself.
The big peen.
So she really doesn't like you, Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
so one has really shallow vaginas. So three and a half inches is where it caps.
Yeah, it's tough. 4 1/4, it's way too much.
Someone did once tell me that I was shallow.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your vagina, like,
it's
very
icky.
It's very.
It's really upset with the looks of the penis.
It's just, yeah. It's like,
With watches its weight.
It doesn't read books.
Was he mad about it? Was he like, fuck, you have such a shallow vagina?
No, well, for what I suppose that's a good thing. Well,
would
not for me.
Thing? No, I don't think anyone is like...
As the shallowness of it doesn't... It's not a
it's
cool thing.
More.
Well, it's... Alright, we're gonna change the subject. I know I started the subject, so I'm gonna end it.
Okay. Fair.
I don't want to talk about my cookie anymore. This cookie is cooked. It's out of the oven. I don't know what this means anymore. Where am I?
Do you guys refer to your genitals as anything?
I like to call my pee-pee just to creep people out.
Pee-pee?
Yeah.
You have a sort of boyish humor about you, so that just fits a little too well.
Sure, when I'm being serious, obviously. I mean, wiener.
Can, yeah. I'm gonna put my wiener in you. I'm gonna wiener you up real good.
I think that's still better than saying I'm gonna put my pee-pee in you.
That is fair.
I'm trying to decide what I would laugh more at. Both are pretty funny.
If a guy was like he seduced you to the point where you're ready to have sex just so he could say, touch my pee-pee or something like that, and then you realize he has no interest in having sex with you. It's just a prank to be able to say that.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm done.
I might appreciate the humor in it, to be honest.
You're like, you know what? Worth it.
Good one.
I would just be lying there for like 20 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
There's a lot of fun terms for a penis.
Are they fun?
They're fun.
They're pretty fun.
Wang? That's fun.
Dong?
Yeah, dong is.
Yeah, ding dong?
Dong. Ding. Yeah.
Wang? We already said Wang.
We've only said two, and you've already repeated it.
Wang Chung.
What do you mean? Wang and Dong. That's all you mean.
Yeah.
Vaguely Asian names. Very good.
Just any Chinese last name.
Yeah. John's funny.
Peter?
John.
Peter is always so ridiculous.
It's like a... Yeah, that's a grandparent's name for it.
Yeah.
Wash your Peter.
Do your grandparents tell you to wash your penis?
No, I just imagine. It's an old-timey grandparents' mind. If you're taking a bath, don't forget to wash your pee.
You have an accent now.
Yeah.
Let's flush out these characters.
There you go.
Barbara.
It's got to take on a character.
Hmm?
It's got to take on a character if you're going to do it.
Barbara and Louis Klonowich.
They don't need names.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you're making up a name. Klonowich.
Yeah. Don't worry about
it. No, that is Grandma. Grandpa.
Yeah.
Gramps.
Gramps, maybe.
Peepaw.
Peepaw sounds like a penis name. Very close to what you call your dick. You want to stroke with
Peepaw?
Peepaw. I feel like old timey people say the word prick a lot.
Yeah.
Which is not. I was reading like Kurt Vonnegut or something like that, and he referred to a guy as having a big prick. Like, when I think of prick, I don't think big. I think small and thin.
So, same here.
Like a needle.
Yeah, you do get pricked with a little
pin.
No, you don't get pricked by, like, a penis-shaped object. Like, who's getting pricked by a penis? That's very concerning if your penis can prick people.
Hope it's not drawing blood. Ideally. Well,
not that one.
Although, you know.
You do you, listeners. We don't want to sex shame you. It's an open and loving sex podcast.
You're into the blood during sex. Okay with making you feel bad about that.
Welcome to Doing It with Nikki and Dave.
Oh, God. Can't wait to get invited to do that one.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. No, they're nothing bad. I haven't listened to that show.
Really? I love it. I fucking love it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What kind of people are on it? Sexual people?
No, Adam.
What's the most sexual
person
you think of? Adam Connie?
Probably,
yeah.
Well, that episode was about divorce, and then Barbara and Veronica.
How sexy.
Super sexy. Divorce. Well, actually, they got a little weird in Barbara and Veronica's, Veronica Burgess and Barbara Thomason. That episode got weird.
Adam.
We should recap other podcasts.
Yeah, we probably should.
Brian Faust was on Comics.com.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
This Week in Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, just local San Diego podcast. This Week in Sultan.
I think the first two, we were like, let's think of topics. I looked online for stories. And then after that, nope.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's National Grilled Cheese Day.
Oh!
Is it?
Yeah, I made a grilled cheese.
Did you? I love
that's not
cheese.
Why it's... It's actually
just coincidences.
Yeah.
It's National Wear a Beanie Day.
Every day is...
I know. You're a dedicated follower of the beanie god.
Yes. Probably. Oh, no.
Oh,
that's forever!
She was like, girl will never wear beanies.
That's exactly what was going on.
Oh, God.
I went to Berkeley, okay?
Oh, I like how you just dropped that, but in the last episode, you said I transferred to Berks.
Berks.
And then when I tried to explain to people
Berks.
That Berks is Berkeley, you were like, I don't...
Birkenstock University.
Yeah. I'm just asking for a little consistency from you.
No.
You went to Berkeley School of Music?
Yep, with two E's. Three E's total. The spelling of that word always makes me think that people who go there must be idiots. Because anytime there's a name, like if somebody spelled the name Jamie, like J-A... I-M-E-E, I automatically assume they're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like consecutive, like where there's where like they change the name, or like Ashley, they'll do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I just automatically, like, I feel like they might be mentally, which is, I don't know, I have a weird association with that.
It's just too cute.
Yeah.
It just seems like the type of thing a rich person would never do.
That's fair, yeah.
So you're classist.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Take your sociology degree and go fuck yourself.
I really just use the sociology degree to better...
It helps you be a more informed bigot.
Yes.
That's the real value of education.
Mm-hmm.
We should never make our guests sit on this chair because it's bad.
The ottoman?
Yeah, usually that's where they always sit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should I move?
No. It's fine.
You can sit there.
No, it's okay.
It's just really uncomfortable?
Yeah. I also have really bad posture because I can't stand to hold my body up. It's really hard to be alive.
Excruciatingly depressing.
I
just don't want to hold my body up. Like,
you ever play No Bones? It's where you pretend you don't have any bones. You just roll around the apartment doing things.
That sounds like such a great game.
It's super fun. No bones. And then you just fall. And...
I would be so good at that game.
I like thinking of your girl being like, God fucking damn it, this shit again? Yeah, you're just
right,
like,
right.
I have no bones. She's like, you fucking idiot, get out of the way in the bathroom.
I was getting really depressed today. I was sitting outside of Coin Op Game Room eating yogurt. And
yogurt?
Yeah.
It's, no,
it's a place called yogurt. I don't know.
Yogurt.
It's pronounced yogurt.
People are really excited.
Yogurt.
Wow, I was just really excited that that's what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an actual thing.
It's an actual thing. I don't just say it weird.
Right.
And you know that game where you throw the basketballs and they keep coming out?
Basketball.
You're faster.
The arcade game where the ball keeps coming and you shoot as many as you can in a certain period.
I did actually know what you were talking about.
Okay.
I was making a joke. When
I know. So I was sitting there watching this girl throw the basket over and over and over and over again, and I was just like, fuck, that's just life.
Life is.
It's all just an impossible game of ring toss. You know?
Eating a delicious frozen treat on a lovely day in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. God, what a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking basketball, you idiot. Life sucks.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's
very nice. I was eating my yogurt like.
She made a sad face.
Yeah.
Imagine being sad while eating yogurt. Eating frozen yogurt.
No, just yogurt.
Rogan yogurt.
I don't even understand why that's funny, but it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes words just sound funny, Jamie.
Bees, I fucking know that some words are funny, okay? I did that joke for someone today because I love it so much.
I think I read that your dad came out and saw you for the first time?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Really well. He, as it turns out... BGM can hang. He was pretty adorable. Because I haven't invited him to go see my comedy, because I just...
Because it's filthy.
It's not that filthy, but I just...
It's racist.
No, it's not.
It's incredibly sexual.
Yeah, just sex jokes all the time.
That's what I meant by filthy.
Yeah.
It's very
no,
but you agreed with him. But no. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know, clucking like a chicken for a while, that's... It's real sexual, I get.
Turns me on.
I hope that
it's
might be
a fetish in many countries.
Specifically this one.
Yeah.
Specifically, yeah.
What are we doing with this?
Your dad?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Your dad? Was he like, cool, man?
He said something really adorable. He was like, your Aunt Beverly would love to see this. Like, it exhibited a certain amount of intelligence. Like, oh,
A certain amount.
A certain amount.
Very
yeah.
small.
That's something
small.
That smart people say to me. Stupid people say.
No.
Oh.
I was talking specifically to you. And yeah,
sure.
I've had a lot of people say things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
A non-specific amount.
It was ridiculous subjects. Like, it was about an old man staring at my ass.
It was
their
slam poem, right?
Yeah, my
slam
poetry. And Virginia Plath. And then the other one was about how cats murder things. They're adorable, they murder shit. So it's not very clever-sounding subjects, but then I'm brilliant. And my father saw that. So.
He saw that.
Yeah. Oh, and what did I was like... He showed me a joke from my uncle on his phone, which was, it referenced, like, balls. It was some silly, just, like, chain mail that your parents would be getting.
It was pretty funny.
It was pretty decent. But I was like, I'm glad that you showed me something lewd, because you're going to need to brace yourself for what I'm about to do on stage. And he was like, no, I really don't. I'm like, oh, all right. Let's fucking do this, B-Cam.
Yeah, it was not that dirty.
No, but I cursed in it, and I'm talking about an old man staring at my ass. My ass.
person.
Scandalous.
Curse? Part of your parents?
I do it here and there, but I generally grew up not cursing with my parents. I curse all the time away from my parents. But
yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Your parents curse a lot when they're around you, so.
Yeah.
My mom never curses, ever. Really. Ever. This is not me being naive. Like, my mom is a hero. No, she never, ever curses.
Also, she never uses the bathroom?
Yeah.
She doesn't fart.
Fart? I was immaculately conceived.
Were you more nervous to do it because he was there?
No, I was just pretty excited. Because I love like, writing it. Because that's not really a thing you normally do.
Yeah.
Write normal poetry, but so I felt pretty good about it. So.
Did Asan end up changing his from what he told us at dinner?
Yeah, he edited a little bit, so there was like a joke pretty much every other line, and he made like a clever pun about the phrase "genuine class" and sort of like mock himself a little. It was good.
Have your parents ever seen you do stand up?
My mom has. My grandpa and my uncle came out one night. That was pretty fun. My mom's seen me do it twice actually. One time I did it really well. The other time I did not do it very well. But yeah, first time was at the Comedy Store. Pretty good. It was a good show. And the second time was at some barbecue place up in North County.
Yeah.
And that was not good. It was like one birthday party and a lot of kids, so it was, didn't go very well, but it's okay.
You don't have very many dirty jokes, do you?
No, I don't. I've never been afraid to do it in front of anyone.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the content didn't really bother me. It's doing well.
Yeah.
I much prefer, even if I would do like filthy jokes, as long as it was like doing well, I mean, like I would be pretty like understanding, like even if they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't imagine like bombing in front of my mom. You just see that because I'm sure she already thinks this is the biggest waste of time that anyone has ever committed. Like, she's seen me play video games before, but she'd be like, maybe go back to that and quit this comedy thing.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, if she saw me bomb, like, that would just cement that in her mind. I have heard comics on other podcasts talk about, like, successful national headliners talk about how their parents don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, Paul F. Tompkins, his mom, on her deathbed, is basically saying, "What are you going to get out of this comedy thing? What are you going to get a real job?" Like,
yeah.
That guy, like, my hero, his parents still don't get it. So, I can see that happening.
I think who it was, yeah. Some, like, bigger comedian was told a joke about it, but just like his mom still sends him like emails of like job offers.
Aww, what a parent thing to do.
It's just like, yeah, temp positions and stuff.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
I'm kind of like on TV, you know? Like, might be working out.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I was ever on television, they would not.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty supportive, so I think if I could make a living at this, they'd be fine with that. But until then, I can see, and it's reasonable.
Well, you're a realtor, so.
Yeah, it's technically true.
You got.
Do you reel?
I do reel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he two reels, you know?
Two reel.
Like the kind of
two realistic.
Reeling, like where you've never sold a house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty
that
cool.
That was rough.
You should you should start your own realty company and call it Faux Realty. I would buy so many houses.
Oh, Brennan Bullock, the magical man.
Okay.
But you only sell cribs. It's
faux
realty.
Faux realty. It's F-A-U-X? Realty? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Faux. Faux.
It's my company.
Faux.
F-O.
Like the Vietnamese beef noodle soup. Or like...
P-H-O.
P-H-O.
F-A-U-X.
Yeah. I don't want to say that. Because then it's like, is it realty? I don't want to.
Yeah.
Not sure. Whereas
what's
somebody with a joke name is totally trustworthy, but...
Yeah.
People know it's faux real.
Yeah. It's where all the cool kids buy their houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kids buying houses.
Yeah. I feel like people who are really cool don't buy houses. Cool people don't have a lot of money. People that I think are cool. Thank you.
And it's also funny because your parents are loaded, so that makes you...
And very uncool.
Well, you by association.
Your dad listens to this sometimes. That's rude.
Is disrespectful.
So, top a dish. What's going on?
I think you're cool, Mr. Disharoon.
Yeah, it's going to be his favorite.
Disharoon Senior.
I was waiting for that. I was fucking waiting.
He's taken. Sorry.
Is he like 40, 50, around that age?
He's
not quite in the diaper years yet.
He's
not in the diaper years.
No.
Does your dad have hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
It's sort of a pattern.
Yeah.
A male pattern.
Male pattern. Male pattern. Most of the men.
Yeah.
Male pattern bald eagles. I don't know.
Why? Why?
Why? Just why? I've never had somebody respond to a joke of mine. Like, not like, why? That didn't make sense. Just why?
Why? What do they call bald eagles? Bald eagles. Vultures would be better. Bald eagles.
Have you heard an actual...
If they were
stuff
bald.
On their head.
That's
true.
The noise...
Get on it, science.
The noise that we associate with, like, the bald eagle cry is actually, like, a red-tailed hawk or something. Red hawk. And if you hear an actual bald eagle, like... caw, it's really, it's...
Like,
what's it sound like?
I don't quite remember, but it sounds just, like, pathetic. It's like... I don't know.
Sounds like a nerd.
I should be able to draw off my litany of birds.
Always, like,
yeah.
Pulling out their collar.
Yeah, totally. So the bird is Rodney Dangerfield.
Is that Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
It's Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield got no respect.
Shut the fuck up. Are you Rodney Dangerfield?
No, he's dead.
Did you make your eyes go real big, James? Oh, maybe.
Cool. This is great for the listeners. Imagine me opening my eyes super wide.
Let me paint you a picture, listeners of the podcast.
I think
Jay Disharoon sits on a couch in Disneyland, California.
Sounds like NPR.
I think, yeah.
I hate it.
Really? Even This American Life?
This American Life has been canceled.
I think they just got dropped from
PRI.
Yeah.
But I think
PR.
They're...
So they're still K.
Well, no, aren't... I think they're like that's Coke and Pepsi, PRI and NPR.
NPR was on PRI, like the Public Radio International was.
And the National Public Radio.
They got dropped from their distributor.
Well, let's look into this later. It's probably not the most riveting.
You know what I love? NPL. Am I right?
What?
Nipple NPL repping.
I was hoping you'd just fall asleep again.
That's offensive.
speaking of running into, I think it's funny. When comedy clubs have pictures of, like, legendary comedians who were dead before the club opened, on their walls. Like, I know George Carlin's never here.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Naturally.
Not naming names. You know, they can still book me if they want.
Mm-hmm. Naturally, I get annoyed that only one of them has a female comic on its
board. Well, I mean, that to be fair, it's good women aren't funny.
Yeah.
Comedy stars, like, a lot of women.
That's true.
Oh, not to, like the big pictures in their main room. It's all dudes.
There should be one of Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr.
At
and,
the comedy store, I bet there is.
What's her face?
Shit.
Chelsea Handler?
No.
Joel McCown?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the only other person I know about E.
No, the older lady.
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers, yeah.
Okay.
Fucking fantastic. She's the first woman on Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that documentary on her?
I didn't see the documentary. I read about it.
The documentary
awesome.
Is really good. Yeah, because I only know her... Or before that, I only knew her as that lady that said mean things on the red carpet. So it's kind of like, whatever. But then, like, when you actually hear her stand up, like, wow, she's... You can tell she's been doing this for 70 years.
Yeah.
It's really... She's something else. That's my review of Joan Rivers as a human being. Not as good as Melissa Rivers, but she's all right.
Melissa Rivers always pregnant. Constantly pregnant.
You know what I find really impressive? The Nile River. Yeah? Am I right?
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
It's
a big river.
Only during the monsoon season.
Yeah.
It goes down quite a bit.
Monsoon? Is it the flood? Monsoons are like in the...
Whatever.
Okay.
Shut up.
You know what I'm fucking talking about. You
fucking know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know what a monsoon is, and
like
it's
the
wrong thing.
Flood season. Whatever. Fuck you.
Face to face.
What's your favorite river, Brittany?
I don't have a favorite river.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't have a favorite river.
All the rivers.
I just like all kinds of rivers, you know, except country and rap.
What?
Phillip Rivers is my favorite river.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yay.
River Phoenix, or
yay.
That's where I was thinking about Phoenix. I was like, there's no river in that phrase. Like, thank you for clarifying.
The Phoenix.
Yeah. Joaquin and River.
Joaquin and River. There's a couple of them, actually.
Are there others?
They have a sister. They had a really fucked up childhood, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they were part of a big cult.
Yeah.
Fruit cult called the one down in South America.
Catholicism?
No, their parents, like, killed themselves and they were saved from this cult. So.
Ooh, now I feel bad for making fun.
Yeah. Sorry, right?
They're probably not going to listen to this, though.
You can't grow up to be Joaquin Phoenix and have a wonderful
he's a weird dude.
Point.
I'm straight.
Or not grow up to be River Phoenix.
You feel bad now?
No, but I feel great now.
I feel perfect.
Yeah.
To make fun of dead River Phoenix.
I have a strange attraction to Joaquin Phoenix's, like, I don't know if it was a hair lip or if that's just a really gnarly scar.
It's a
mustache. Oh, no, it's hot.
No.
I'm glad you're on board with this. Well, you're crazy, though. You're freakier about stuff than I am in some ways, so I don't know if this is
Joaquin
a good
Phoenix is, like, 80 years old, yet, so you're not,
That's true. He's not a history teacher.
Yeah.
No. Has he played one in a movie?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Well, he did have an inappropriate relationship with his sister in Gladiator.
Yeah, there
great.
You go. He
great.
Was a Gladiator. That's history.
I think Frank's confused.
It's from history.
It happened in the past. That movie took place in the past.
It took place in the history.
Also, it was filmed in the past.
Yeah,
so
it was filmed on location in the past.
So I guess that makes sense why he did The Master, then, if he was in a cult when he was younger.
Possibly. Yeah. Whoa, are you saying Scientology is a cult?
I don't think it was by choice. I think he was born into it.
Yeah.
Ooh, cults. Yeah. Have you guys heard of the Cult of Gambling? Because I have a cult.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
People on a podcast regularly talk about it. I don't want to name names, but it's Jeffrey Grinner and Jimmy Callaway. All right.
I'm glad you were so subtle about it.
I want to shout out about people sort of shout-outing to me, because nobody ever does. And
except
I'm
for that one
inside.
Podcast where you get mentioned every week as God.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's...
What?
On Louder I'm Right.
Really?
Ever since I stopped being their permanent moderator, the story was that I left to start my own cult.
And you were elevated to the status of a deity.
Yeah, as one does.
So yeah, they really hold on to those plot lines that they create.
Yeah, I would immediately forget about that. I would not remember it by the end of the episode.
I almost feel bad for, like, breaking down the fourth wall with them. And it's like, that was a fun thing we did. What are you talking about? Like, you're really doing it. Good for you.
Yeah, they're...
Yours was one of the most recent.
That's a much
ones,
better
right?
podcast than
no.
this one.
Oh, really?
It was one of the earlier ones.
Oh, I'm sure I listened to yours. Because I needed to prep myself to go onto their podcast, because it's so structured. Why do you guys suck so much? Hey, punsters, you idiots.
You've been on a lot of episodes now, so... They only had one episode with you.
You fucking idiot, when you fucking passed out during a goddamn podcast. Who does that?
Yeah,
it's
a great point.
You drunk moron. You drunk biscuit face moron.
You belong in jail.
There's a joke on The Simpsons one time where they told somebody to burn, and he's like, burn! Burn in jail! And that is always... I think every time someone says burn in hell,
that's funny.
I think of burn in jail.
Burn in jail.
I feel like maybe I'm talking too little now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You should speak up.
You want some beer? Do you need beer?
I'm not drinking.
Oh?
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the occasion?
I'm doing an experiment
National
to
Grill
see
Tuesday.
Why I feel like I need to drink all the time.
Need to?
Yeah, I feel like I have to have fun, so I'm trying to sit in my boredom and understand why I'm bored.
I have a theory. Earlier in this, you saw a woman playing basketball and immediately thought about death. So, maybe those are related.
Could be a correlation there.
You did literally watch a woman playing a game at a place that sells alcohol and provides fun games for people to hang out with people.
Yeah. Your first thought was just, what's the point?
The balls are always going to come back. You can never score enough points to win.
The only reward for hard work is more hard work.
Existence is futile.
At the end of the night, they just reset the high scores and everyone forgets about you.
And then people started walking by my car, and I started feeling very disassociated to anybody and feeling like, I don't even know if these people are here right now, really.
Jesus Christ.
And
I don't say this. I don't say this a lot, but maybe you should keep drinking. That's what's holding you together.
Instead of going, trying to oppose that, just going, nothing's real!
Self-medicating is at least some form of medication, which you need.
Yeah. Also, well, I was sitting in my car. It was a very eventful sit-in car for 20 minutes, and some guy parallel parked in front of me hit my car while I was in it, and then got out and smiled at me.
Yeah. It's like when you're on the playground and the boy pushes you down. That's how you know he likes you.
Yeah,
he was pulling one of those
smashes into your car.
He was nagging you.
It's like,
Yeah. I mean, he could have hit my car super hard and I wouldn't have cared at all, but it was just such a bizarre interaction. Because I would rather have my car be dented than deal with someone and getting it fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen to me one time. Somebody parallel parked. Well, it wasn't even parallel parking. I was in my car. He was 15 feet in front of me. And he just backed all the way up into my car. And then he parked and got out, and I realized he was old. And I'm like, you know what, just whatever. This is not worth...
He doesn't know where he is anyway.
He's probably not alive anymore, so...
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
that's
pointless.
That's karma right there, yeah.
It's karma, yeah. Mm-hmm. He deserved it.
He deserved that natural death.
Surrounded by loved ones. Surrounded by Jake after he murdered him.
Surrounded by loved ones.
This is a very
all
short
choking
him to death.
Like a group choke. Everyone just lightly puts their hands like no one's at fault, really. Like that execution thing where a fired squad, one person has blanks.
Yeah.
So everyone's choking together. We share the blame. And then we can live with ourselves.
Jesus.
Oh, sorry, is that too dark? Did you not know about that?
No.
In firing squads, they give one person blanks.
I didn't know that. That's really impacted my life now.
Yeah. What else?
Have you ever shaved your legs, Brennan?
Once.
Didn't it feel magical?
No.
No? Not a fan?
No.
Did you cut yourself
opposite?
A lot?
Cut?
No.
Were you a cutter?
No.
Were you like really bad? You were so bad at cutting yourself that you accidentally shaved your legs?
Yeah. I was just like, I want this work!
Why did you shave your legs?
It's because. I don't know.
He's playing on fucking Jeopardy that night.
Yeah, it's just like, maybe I'll get lucky and I'll be all weird and completely smooth. That'd be a fun idea. Yeah, it'd be weird, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be so fucking freaky.
If you said no body hair.
I don't
even... At all.
Yeah.
Especially like, I don't know. I don't mind, but when like, I know when girls like, a couple days, it's a little prickly or whatever.
Yeah.
But if they're like, just a little prickly. Like, guys got nothing. It's gotta be strange, right?
Like you were waxed that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like burned all the hair off my body.
When I was, I don't know, I think probably like sixth grade, my mom wouldn't let me start shaving my legs yet. But like even in the fifth grade, like the fifth fucking grade, this girl would have been like, oh my god, you don't shave your legs, that's gross. And I'm like, what the, I'm a pretty hairless person in the first place. And I also was in the fifth fucking grade.
Yeah.
But so I would use like tape, like packing tape and try and like.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Did that work?
Very slightly. Not nearly enough for how terrible it was. Did you do the same thing?
I've done that before. It's painful.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and then it got to the point where, I think I was 7th, 8th grade? There was an article in the newspaper, it was like a Dear Abby type thing, and this one was like, my daughter really wants to shave her legs, but I think she's too young. Which I think is weird.
Yeah.
Like, if your kid was still, why, but anyway, so I cut out this article and I just gave it to my mom.
Well, like, her advice.
Oh, that it was like, well, if she wants to, if that's how she feels like she needs to fit in, then you should let her do it. Like, it's not like she's gonna... This
start
was,
banging a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I was gonna, you know, paraphrase, but...
Yeah, I really want to start getting down in sixth grade, but...
Yep.
My legs are slightly hairy, so...
Yeah, I think it's so much...
Like, stay a virgin until marriage.
That's gonna stop.
I think it's
boys
the same...
Boys going through puberty at that moment.
Like, oh, I really, really like Jessica, but... I peach fuzz. I just can't do it.
I started thinking about my sixth grade teacher again.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
I had a crush
None
on
of them were attractive.
On an AP teacher. He was a beautiful man.
I had a crush on a lot of them.
I'm sure you did.
My high school teachers just fucked all the kids, so it's cool.
That is cool.
What high school did you
go to? Like a lot of them got in trouble for it right after I graduated.
Jesus.
It's a true story. Like, people are actually...
Yeah.
Wow.
That was like my best friend's dad.
Jesus.
Oh
wow.
God.
Oh, you're going to jail.
Burn in jail.
Burn in jail.
I went to Ranch Bernard High School. We had a lot of scandals. Like, on our Wikipedia page, it lists all of them. A bunch of, like, terrible shit happened. And this isn't even on that page, but one of the teachers married a student after she graduated.
Nice. If only.
Oh, Jesus, Brittany, this
is
just doing it for you. Fuck.
I'm too old now, it doesn't matter anymore.
What?
Oh,
you're
a husk. Oh,
you're too old to have an inappropriate sexual relationship with someone?
Yeah, I think so.
How about your therapist? Let's go down that road.
Yeah,
I know.
Let's go through a
Yeah,
some sort of position of authority. That's
my therapist is a guy, and I thought there might be like some sort of transference at first, but now I'm just no.
Yeah, that's super like not professional too.
Yeah, but it's very common when you have a therapist, even sometimes same sex, for you to sort of feel an attraction to them. And yeah, I had a friend who's in love with her therapist. And her therapist is very inappropriate back.
No, I'm saying it's very professional for your therapist. Like, it's really not cool.
Yeah.
Doctors are the same way. Being no way.
It's like the last thing you're supposed to do as a therapist.
Yes, I like the idea of it. It's just not happening for me.
I'm so sorry.
It's too bad.
It must be terrible for you. You
need to find a shittier therapist.
To just have a therapist who helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helps you?
Yeah.
Well,
helps you come.
Okay. Is that what that...
Sex therapist, that's a thing. Could just be a dude on Craigslist, but... professional sex therapist.
Are there any sex therapists that aren't, like, weird older women?
No, really.
I would not know.
Just, like, guys in yoga pants, for sure.
Yeah, I think...
Just, like, stretch out.
If you
do anything.
Okay. If you're a dude and you're a sex therapist, no one would... Like, that's creepy.
Yeah, that's some sort of vaguely Caribbean accent or something.
Yeah, but then it's just, you're
it's
basically
the
just...
same line, but yeah, like that character in a movie who's like a life coach or something, who's just creepy and unnecessary.
He's always fucking a dude's wife.
Yeah.
Like, always.
Overly tan and muscular.
Yeah. That's
just
a bitch.
Like Kepaware in the back here.
Just describing a Bob's Burgers character at this point.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Could be. They're good at pro. Did I hear correctly, you tried
that? Yeah, I did it once.
Where'd you do it?
I did it at Till 2.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any response?
It
fun?
It was cool. It went well. I know that I'm going to do it again. People keep bugging me about when I'm going to do it, and I'll do it on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
So
when are you?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think one of the reasons people are bugging you about it is because they're surprised that it went so well, and you had so little interest in following it up. Because most people... Like, it doesn't go well their first time, and they stick to it. So the fact that you had a pretty great first time and were like,
is
confusing.
I told you,
what are you doing?
Me having a pleasant moment eating frozen yogurt in my car, how that went for me today. So the fact that I get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
That was today.
Yeah, that was right before this.
What a Saturday.
I thought it was Sunday all day.
I
thought it was Sunday all day.
Sundays are super interesting. I hate Sundays.
Yeah, that's probably why. Now I'm in a lot better mood, actually.
I used to work every Sunday, and that was the best. I would just, like, go to work, come home. It was just, like, another work day, but now I have Sundays off, so it's like, I gotta experience this whole day.
Yeah.
Sundays are the worst.
Because you can't really do anything.
Yeah. It's the day before everybody goes back. It's usually the day after you go out the night before.
Yeah.
So you wake up late and have to go to bed early, so it's this weird, short, shitty day where you don't feel good.
Yeah.
You got church.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to church.
I mean, Sundays are when I day drink because I'm responsible and I'm not going to go get fucked up before, you know, on the night before work. So Sundays are great.
So,
Sundays are a
fucked
nice,
up middle of the
relaxing day.
Day
drinking.
Be responsible, you're fucked up in the middle of the
day. Yeah. I'm an adult.
Be an adult. Start at noon.
Mm-hmm.
But Sundays are the best open mics, I think.
Yeah.
Store, Madhouse, Till 2. Well,
I don't do the store anymore. Really.
You don't?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't done the store in a long time.
Any particular reason?
I was doing the store back when, like, Kyle Ray worked there and some other people I knew. Now it's... I know, like, some people, but it's just... I just get a weird feeling from it. And everybody who works there now has just, like, this weird aura of going there. So
yeah.
I have to go... If I do go, then it's, like, people I know and, like, people I like hanging out with. But they're at work. You know, at a job that they don't particularly like, so I don't know, it's just a weird aura about it, and I don't like going to places where I feel weird or unfunny to do comedy. It seems silly to me.
That's probably a good rule.
Yeah.
No, there's this one really weird moment where, so I come up into the Comedy Store, and Austin Train picked up the phone. Do you know Austin Train?
Oh.
Austin Train, he looks like Evan Jones from
Who's
the back,
this?
Like from a distance. You know what I'm talking about?
This is why
so
you're
I called
this.
Him.
Let me see your tits. It's my terrible Austin Train.
It's fairly accurate.
Let me see your butt. Where's the tits?
That's been pretty good,
yeah,
Austin
yeah,
Train.
It's fun.
Yeah.
He
goes, well, I don't sound like that. Just like, I totally do when you do that.
What was the rest of your story?
There's
Sorry,
no.
Go ahead. You called in an Austin Train to answer.
Yeah, you know Austin Train. He, if you look at him from the back,
yeah, it looks like
from not close up, like from like a several, like from a distance.
This is the worst part of
Evan Jones.
Of the podcast.
You know, do you know how I'm talking about Austin Train? Because I called him in the comedy store and Austin Train picked up the phone.
Like,
and I was going to...
Are you purposefully telling a shitty story?
Yes,
is that what
yes.
So, okay. But, so he picks up the phone like, hey Austin,
it's not a story. Let's be clear about that.
List for the open mic.
We hung out one time and she called. This happened. And she told me the story like 7 times.
And then I called in, and Austin trained
and
Evan Jones. Okay, Evan Jones, no.
As soon as she's
guys.
Like, when is this going to be the most inconvenient?
Austin trained.
Throws that out there.
Austin.
It's horrible.
Ruining the podcast.
That's what I was going to say.
Bees, they thought they knew.
He asked me earlier, he's just like, where have I seen you? And he's like, tell me, what are some of your jokes? And I recognize him. And I was just like, bees? No. Homeless guys? No. My jokes sound so stupid out of context.
Box.
I think all of my favorite jokes will sound fucking idiotic when you just describe them.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite jokes is the chicken, is the southern chicken one. So I tell, and like, if I have to tell people, like, when I'm not on stage what the joke is, it's just, I feel so much shame, but I fucking love that joke.
Yeah, well, that's why people, when non-comics ask you to do your material off stage, it is never ever going to be funny, basically. Because you need the right context.
Yeah, the only time you're ever going to do it is when somebody demands it of you. There's nothing like being demanded to make somebody laugh. No.
There's no way it's ever going to get a laugh. If somebody's like, no, come on, just tell me a joke. You're a comedian, right? You're supposed to be funny. Like, okay, yeah, this is going to kill now that you're mad at me.
You can ask me so abrasively, of course. Why not?
Fucking civilians. Right?
Ugh. Wretches. Peasants.
So dismissive of everyone that's not a comic. Ugh.
Ugh. Serfs.
Were you going to say something?
So I called in the comic.
Oh my god!
I know who
picked
up! Bees! Bees! It's not, you know, like maybe like bees in a certain, like, no, it's some loose bees.
Some
named Austin Train. Making you miserable makes me so happy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I hope making the podcast audience also makes you miserable, also makes you happy, because that's what you're doing.
I don't think anybody is going to be miserable because of that.
I will be when I'm listening to it. I'll be like,
I don't think anybody's
going to
listen to it.
That's probably a good point.
Just kidding.
And Idiot Abroad is all about Ricky Gervais making Carl Pilkington feel miserable, and it's hilarious.
Wait, okay.
Really funny.
That makes you the idiot.
Yeah.
And her the broad. Boom.
Oh, he's a woman.
Oh.
You think I'm a woman? Thank you.
Jury's still out.
You got a shallow vagina, JB, but you got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, shallow vagina, but a deep heart.
Oh, that's not true at all. I have a gaping vagina and a deep heart.
Very shallow heart.
Yeah. You have taken recently to comparing me to Carl Pilkington.
Mm-hmm.
And
because he is.
Here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it as an insult.
No,
which
I'm not.
Makes it a million times more insulting.
No.
Like, if you were doing it to be a dick, I'd be like, ah, whatever. But you're like, no, I really think that you and the titular idiots of an idiot abroad, you guys are like the same person. It's not mean, I'm just being accurate.
Well,
it's like you're separated as fake.
Yes!
I can't sit between you two ever again. This is nuts.
He's talking about Brent and Bullock and myself.
I think people got it.
Good recap.
But it's not because you think he's an idiot, it's because you think he doesn't like anything, right?
Yeah.
See?
No, it's like all the times where he says something stupid, I don't think he would say something like that. Like, you are smart, but it's just like the way that he interprets the world and that he like totally tears things down. Like, there are a lot of like famous religious monuments that he visits, and he's like, yeah, I don't get, why would you,
yeah.
Like, the Taj Mahal that was built for,
his wife.
Yeah, but he had several wives, so he's just like, how would the other ones feel? Like, he rips everything apart, like, nothing is sacred to him.
He's also really clever, like.
Yeah, he really is.
Have you watched it, dude?
No.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm not gonna watch this.
I made you watch some of it.
I know,
I have a bad memory, but we sat in my car and watched some of it.
Yeah, but she asked, do I watch it? Which is a different question.
Oh, no, I asked if you'd ever watched it.
I've seen part of one episode, and
I'm not gonna continue to watch it.
Yeah, Caitlin made me watch it. I thought it was funny.
No.
So you're an ungrateful asshole, is what we discovered.
We just discovered.
No, you should be more thankful that you're...
We just reiterated that you're...
Hearing me to the idiot abroad.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a button-up shirt, Jake.
You know who got... Who knew it?
Yeah. You bought that for him?
No, I...
We were at the same store one time, and you said you should buy that.
That wasn't that simple. We bonded. We went through many shirts, you showed them all to me, and I was like, yeah, that one fits this way, and you didn't know how to buy clothes for yourself, and now you look lovely. You're welcome. You ungrateful piece of shit.
You have been looking a lot better since you started hanging out with Jamie.
Boom!
I have one new piece of clothing.
You just know you have those dark
jeans. Well.
Those pants, I don't think I've seen you. You're not wearing your light washed jeans all the time.
You cut your hair?
And this is the thing I don't understand. I found out like 2 weeks ago that if you're a guy, you're never supposed to wear jeans that are not dark.
Should I have told you sooner? I felt like I made fun of you.
You're supposed to wear jeans that are not dark.
Yeah, you're only supposed to wear dark.
You're supposed to wear dark jeans.
Yeah.
No,
well,
like his jeans
are
fine.
Why? I don't understand the rules of this game.
Confidence, Jake.
I was thinking about this today. Like, I wish there was a way where I could just opt out of fashion, like, as a whole thing. Because I really, like... I was telling you this before. You like, while we were shopping for this, you're like,
yeah.
Do you like this? And I'm like, I have no opinion.
Yeah, you just...
On any item of clothing that I own, I will buy things based on, will people comment on this or not? And if I think no one will comment on it, I will buy it and wear it a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. Right, you have pretty good style.
Thank you.
You're a fashionable man.
Yeah.
I like those shoes a lot.
Thank you.
They are.
Grandpa actually got these. I never wear boots, but I like them.
The boots play. You know?
Yeah.
Jake, take notes.
Boots were made for walk.
Start dressing
but
like
I don't. I don't even want people to give me compliments on what I wear. I want people to
yeah,
say nothing ever about it.
Yeah, because you're insane and you need to stop doing that. I'm gonna give you exposure
this
therapy
is...
for your insanity.
No.
Alright? We're gonna see people comment about the shirt. You still wear the shirt. Some part of you likes the shirt.
You like compliments though, so why wouldn't you want
to I don't like people commenting on my clothes.
It just
I don't
makes
want
me feel like a piece of meat.
No, I was
all those women are
officially
Jake.
Tired of compliments.
No, I like fashion clothes is so deeply boring. Like I care. There are a few things that I care about less. So when people want to talk about it, I'm like,
you
want to
do like real estate, right? People really care about what you wear when you do that.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's sort of true. But not
it's true.
Right?
I mean, I work with real estate agents.
I catch
them, see,
but
not all of them wear like suits or things like that.
No,
which
you
I
mean,
can
look
to.
Put together, like you like. Because if you look like you can't put an outfit together, it looks like you can't keep other shit together.
Yeah.
Which obviously not always true. You're very smart, but it's about presenting yourself.
Presentation, that's half the battle, or something.
Do they still have what not to wear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so much fun. Can we get you on a reality show?
He doesn't
I don't
dress.
Know if you remember earlier when I said the last thing I enjoy talking about.
That's what everybody on that
well,
show
point,
says. And then
yeah.
By the end of that show, they're like, I never knew I could feel so good.
But I don't
but
want
just,
to care about
you
it.
May just say that, just get them to shut up. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah. Those
things. Just like, I love everything that this is. Please leave me alone.
Yeah. No, this has been great, but I'm, you know, it's over. So that's that was fun.
You
so
could
happy to get to sweatpants.
Yeah.
Flown to New York and get $5,000.
Mm.
And you could do some open mic. Just dress really shitty for 3 weeks and let Jamie and I nominate you.
Yep. All right.
Fine.
New plan.
If they're gonna give me $5,000, I'll do it.
They will.
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta, no, they're not. They're giving you $5,000 to spend on clothing.
Oh,
wear
well,
like
no.
Sweatpants to a restaurant or something.
Okay.
Worst
yeah, sweatpants.
And the word will
things,
just get
stupid
out.
Stupid slogans.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're sort of an aspiring, like you really want to get into realty again. And you need to get into comedy. Shut up. That's what this is. That's how they're going to.
Jesus
Christ.
Right.
Play
it,
all right? Don't
yeah.
ruin
yeah,
this for me.
You've never said shut up less jokingly than you said it right there.
I could see them surprising him in an open mic.
Yep.
Oh,
oh, how funny.
Fuck.
That'd be so
I'm just gonna move out of town now. This is terrible. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I would watch that.
We need to leave?
Yeah, to go meet Hicks.
it's about time to wrap up. Brandon, you have anything you want to plug, promote?
God.
I mean, it's not going to work. I want to make that clear. No,
yeah,
one's
no,
doing.
I know.
But if you feel like saying something, check
me out.
Covered
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, okay. Plug this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-run it. Check me out on What Not to Wear in 6 months or whatever.
It's so good. Appreciate the fuck out of that.
I'm gonna nominate you.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what happens. I'll be at the Royal Dive next month. I can't remember the. Oh yeah, the Royal Dive. Sometime
Royal
next
Dive?
Month. It's up in Oceanside, which is cool because I have family up there, so maybe I'll meet them at the event. But
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm headlining Winston's next month.
Bam.
So that'll be exciting. I'll let you know.
Whatever.
Alright. Thanks to Brent Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jake Disharoon.
I'm Brittany Hersfront. I'm Jamie Gamblin.
Have a great life.